بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome all viewers. In just a matter of days, Andrew Tate went from being the most popular viral person on social media to being banned. Yesterday, he released a video entitled Andrew Tate's Final Message, where he discussed what happened. The video is over an hour long, but the main gist of what I got from his video was that he felt he was misrepresented, and if he's given another chance, he's going to make sure that the messages that he puts out there is going to be positive. Now, a few weeks back, I posted a video about Andrew Tate, and I mentioned how he basically has two sides to him. There's this intellectual, introspective side, but then there's also this masculine persona that he physically embodies. And when he does that, he comes across as extremely arrogant. And that's what my video focused on, was the dangers of being arrogant, the importance of being humble. And you can see in Andrew Tate's final message, he definitely is much more humble. And I really think that is an important reminder to benefit from regarding this whole situation. It's not only the fact that arrogance is such a bad character trait, but the reality is, eventually, every single one of us will be humbled. Allah created us in a state of weakness, but then we grow. We become more independent, stronger, smarter, more capable. And sometimes this can get to our heads. This can cause us to be arrogant. But it's only a matter of time before we return to another state of weakness. And eventually, every single human being will die. No matter how strong, no matter how smart, no matter how rich, no matter how powerful a human being is, they will eventually die. No human being can escape death. But it's crucial that we humble ourselves in this life before Allah humbles us on the Day of Judgment. And this is one of the benefits of going through trials and tribulations. Allah tells us in the Quran, "And we will surely let them taste the nearer punishment prior to the greater punishment, that they perhaps will repent." So Allah gives us a taste of the nearer punishment, meaning calamities and trials in this life, so that we repent and humble ourselves and return to Him before the greater punishment in the hereafter. And this video of Andrew Tate is an example of how somebody in this life, when they face a bit of punishment, may get their act together and repent and try to become better. Because without Andrew Tate being banned, would he ever really put out a video like this, trying to only make sure that he is portrayed in a more positive light? So let this be a reminder to all of us. Perhaps this can help us appreciate some of the trials and tribulations we face in our lives. But you know, something else that his final video made me think about is how he brought attention to the fact that he has a lot of charitable work that he does. There are many positive things he might have said. However, that which got the most attention was what people would consider to be negative. But unfortunately, I think that is the main reason Andrew Tate became popular. If he was just an average motivational speaker who didn't say anything controversial, then nothing would have made him stand out the way that he did. And that stood out to me because I feel like it represents a lot about what's going on in the world today. If you just want to do the right thing, you might not go viral. You might not get all the attention. And therefore, people will sacrifice doing the right thing for the sake of the attention and the fame and the money. But that attention and fame and money is short-lived, just like the life of this world is short. Allah tells us in the Quran, "Indeed, the most noble of you with Allah is the most righteous of you. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing, all-aware." So that is what we should be striving for, righteousness. We should try to be as righteous as possible before that inevitable day where we stand before Allah, our Lord. May Allah guide us and never let us go astray. May Allah make us successful on the Day of Judgment. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.